You're listening to SBS News.
There's concern that more Australians could be living with undiagnosed lung conditions such as cancer. It's been promoted by a 50% decrease in lung cancer referrals from GPs during the pandemic. The Australian Lung Foundation is encouraging Australians to see their general practitioner as soon as possible to explain any new unexplained persistent cough and to rule out lung cancer once COVID-19 has been tested for. Mark Brook is the Chief Executive Officer of the Lung Foundation of Australia. He says the drop in referrals in March and April is worrying.
You know, not all coughs are the same, but certainly for people that have a history of respiratory illness, or they have cancer in their family tree, or that they are a smoker or a former smoker, a change in your cough that lasts for some time is not normal. And I think that's really critical, that we need to understand that having a persistent cough is not normal and you should get that investigated.
While it remains vital in the current climate that all new symptoms be tested for COVID-19 first, people should also investigate if they have ongoing symptoms as well. Along with a cough that lasts more than a couple of weeks, people should see their GP about symptoms such as breathlessness, coughing up blood, fatigue, weight loss, chest pain, and voice hoarseness. Dr. Chris Moy is a general practitioner and the president of the Australian Medical Association in South Australia. He says if people feel embarrassed about going out with a cough, they can always call their doctor first.
Given the current circumstances and the embarrassment about the symptom of coughing and worrying about waiting, is to call your doctor first and maybe discuss it so that maybe you can have a telehealth consult beforehand to work out what you need to do to make sure that everything's been done beforehand and, you know, it hasn't been there for very long. Maybe you have a COVID test before seeing your doctor.
Georgia Smith, who is now 48, was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer in March 2019. The Qantas long-haul flight attendant had been experiencing a cold for a month and was being treated for low iron and fatigue for years, which she put down to age, the strain of her job, taking care of two young children and perimenopause. She mentioned to a doctor that there was a bit of blood on a tissue after she blew her nose, prompting her doctor to send her for an X-ray. It was then that she was diagnosed and underwent chemo, lumpectomy and radiation. She was told she had 12 months to live.
It was a massive shock. I lost everything I have in my life in a second. The only good thing was that I did have a good medical team. I have had a good medical team, but, you know, I've pretty much had my future taken away from me and my family. Don't ignore any cough or flu-like symptoms, especially if you've gone and had a COVID test and, you know, you've tested negative. If they stick around, just go to your GP and insist on an X-ray. If one GP says no, go to another one. You know, there's hope out there.
The stigma with lung cancer is partly due to its association with smoking, but it isn't the only cause. After her initial diagnosis and treatment, Ms. Smith had genetic testing at her own expense, which revealed a genetic mutation that made her susceptible to lung cancer. She says the test was a game changer, revealing she had a cancer that is treatable with targeted therapy. While the targeted therapy is not a cure, she says it's likely to potentially extend her life by a number of years. The Lung Foundation's Mark Brook says the stigma associated with lung cancer means it does not get the attention that other cancers get. He would like to see this change.
Sadly, the greatest impediment to quality care for people with lung cancer is the stigma associated with lung cancer. And if we had five people in the room now, two would be former smokers, one would be a current smoker, and two would be never smokers. And those five people would have lung cancer. So we need to acknowledge that lung cancer has this bad reputation as an ugly cancer. But because someone made a decision at some point in their life to be addicted to nicotine does not mitigate or change the fact that they are worthy of or deserving of the same standard of care that someone that would be diagnosed with breast cancer, for example.
When diagnosed early, lung cancer survival rates can be as high as 91% 5 years after diagnosis. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.